President Trump's infrastructure plan calls for a lot of private investment. Instead of taxpayers footing the whole bill for infrastructure projects, he would rely on public-private partnerships. But in Indiana, one of those private projects building the final stretch of I-69 just had to be taken over by the state after falling way behind schedule. Caitlin Lang is State House reporter for the Indianapolis Star. Caitlin, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And what's going on with the highway project at this point in Indiana?
Yeah, so the I-69 highway project is 2 years behind schedule. It was supposed to be completed in 2016. At the time, then-Governor Mike Pence chose to do a public-private partnership to complete the construction so that the cost would be placed on the private sector and the risk as well. But the company they chose ended up having some financial troubles, and now the state is taking the project back over. So it's no longer a P3, as they call it. So just been a lot of struggles down there for the people in Bloomington as they've had to deal with the delays in the construction.
What's the cost to taxpayers from having the state take it back?
So the state says there won't be additional cost. Under the agreement, the company that won the construction bid was also supposed to handle maintenance for the next 35 years. Now that the state is taking over the project, it's difficult to predict how much that maintenance will be. We really won't know for the next, three decades. But critics are also saying a lot of the cost was in the delay of construction with, increased accidents, less business to the area, so more of an inconvenience cost on that end.
Are people in Indiana looking at this as a failure of the whole idea of public-private partnerships or as kind of a one-off failure?
Most people are looking at it as just one example of a failure. The big thing that critics are saying is that the state just didn't vet this company properly. There were some red flags they missed, like they bid an extremely low amount, and there were just some flaws with the company, like they didn't have any experience in the states on road projects. So the main thing people are saying is that this was just an issue with vetting the company. Obviously, you're going to have critics of P3s who are writing off the whole idea, but most people here in the state are still, looking to do this for other projects in the future.
What is Vice President Pence saying about this, if anything?
So he didn't really say much about it, but he has been still talking up P3s at a national level. During Infrastructure Week, he talked to a bunch of mayors and governors, emphasizing this need for private partnerships like this, but he hasn't really directly talked about the I-69 project.
He wasn't all that popular when he left the governorship in Indiana, was he?
No, not that popular. He was actually going through he was about to go through a governor's race, and it was supposed to be a close one. So some people saw it as kind of a good thing for him to be moving on to the vice president-elect at the time, just because he wouldn't have to worry about the state race. You had the RFRA scandal in our state, and that definitely left a blemish on his record here.
And when you say RFRA, by the way, you're talking about the Religious Freedom Restoration Act that people may remember Mike Pence was involved in. He had to back off that, right?
Right, right. That was a huge public image issue for him at the time.
That's Caitlin Lang, who is State House Bureau reporter for the Indianapolis Star. Caitlin, thanks.
Thanks for having me.